I'm James, and with me, as always, is my brilliant co-host, Lisa. How are you today, Lisa?
I'm great, James. Excited about today's topic. It's one that feels so relevant to teachers and school leaders alike. Reflective practice and leadership, right?
Exactly. It's about how the combination of honest reflection and service-oriented leadership can really drive deeper, meaningful change in schools. It's not just about new furniture or tweaking the timetable. It's about transforming how we think, relate, and act.
Right, and that deeper change is what actually improves learning for students and makes teaching more fulfilling. But, as we both know, it's not easy.
No, it's definitely not. Real change asks us to rethink our values, our purpose, and even some of our emotional habits. It can be uncomfortable, but that discomfort is part of the growth process.
Absolutely. And it's not just about individual reflection, is it? Reflective practice works best when it's paired with leadership that supports a culture of learning. Leaders who model humility and curiosity create an environment where both teachers and students can thrive.
Well said. And speaking of reflective practice, let's break it down. What does it actually look like in the day-to-day life of a teacher?
A lot of it starts with something really simple: pausing and noticing. After a lesson, take a moment to ask yourself questions like, "What just happened? What did the students do? What surprised me?" It's about being curious, not critical.
And that curiosity can be supported by data, right? I love the idea of using small, meaningful measures like student exit tickets or quick quizzes. These give you a snapshot of how the lesson landed without overwhelming you with numbers.
Exactly. Even something as straightforward as calculating the mean and standard deviation of an assessment can help you see whether you're reaching most of your students or just a few. It's about making data practical and actionable.
I like that. And once you've noticed what's working and what's not, the next step is to experiment. Try tweaking a prompt, changing how you group students, or adjusting your feedback style. Then, reflect on how it went.
And don't forget to record it. A simple 3-2-1 reflection can be so powerful. 3 things that went well, 2 things to adjust, and 1 experiment to try next time.
That's such a practical tool. And it's not just about reflecting on your own, is it? Feedback plays a huge role here, both giving it and receiving it.
Oh, definitely. But let's be honest, asking for feedback can feel vulnerable. That's why it's so important to create a culture of psychological safety, where it's okay to try things, fail, and learn without fear.
Agreed. One of my favorite ideas is using anonymous student exit tickets with questions like, "Where did I lose you?" or "What helped you learn the most today?" It's amazing how much insight you can get from those simple prompts.
And peer feedback can be just as valuable. A short, 20-minute observation followed by a structured conversation can offer so much clarity. The key is to focus on evidence, not judgment.
Right, like the feedback protocol you mentioned earlier. The observer shares 2 specific observations, the teacher reflects on why it happened, then together they co-create 1 next step. It's all about collaboration.
And that brings us to leadership. Traditional, top-down approaches just don't work in today's schools. Leadership now needs to be participative, relational, and grounded in shared values.
That's where servant leadership comes in. Leaders who clear obstacles, model reflection, and support teacher autonomy. It's not about being the hero. It's about empowering others to lead.
Exactly. And distributed leadership takes it even further by encouraging teachers, students, and support staff to take on leadership roles. It's about building a community where everyone has a voice.
And rituals can really help with that. Morning gatherings, team reflections, or shared celebrations. These small, consistent practices build relationships and keep everyone aligned with the school's purpose.
Speaking of purpose, one of the most impactful things leaders can do is revisit values regularly. When people are connected to the why behind their work, it fuels creativity and perseverance.
So true. And for anyone listening who's wondering where to start, here's a quick checklist. Schedule a 20-minute reflection after 1 lesson this week. Ask a colleague for a short observation. Run a 5-question exit ticket with your students. and share one small insight at your next staff meeting.
That's a great way to begin. Remember, leadership and reflective practice aren't about having all the answers. They're about creating a culture where people feel safe to notice, try, and learn together.
Absolutely. Start small, keep your values visible, and lead with empathy and curiosity. That's how you build a school that truly learns together.
Well said, James. And with that, we'll wrap up for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. Go out there and reflect, lead, and grow.